Previously, down Gilead Lane.
There's gonna be a big party tomorrow night at some secret place outside of town.
I gotta know. Was Tiffany talking about Brad's party back there?
You know about it?
You're coming with me, son.
Where's he going?
Downtown.
Caleb?
Yeah, Trooper Donner.
You've got a visitor.
Is it my dad?
Hello, Caleb.
Oh. Hi, Judge Morrison.
I'm sorry. Thank you, Clifton.
No problem. Just let yourself out when you're done.
I will. Well, Caleb, looks like you're the only one left here.
Yep. Guess I expected it, though. What was it my dad said? I think it was he'd leave me here to rot if I ever got thrown in the slammer. Yep. That's pretty much what he said. So...
It wasn't your drink you were holding at that party when the police came, was it?
So what if it wasn't? I don't know why people don't just back off and mind your own business.
You're gonna need to change your tone, young man. I won't tolerate such disrespect. You got that?
Yes, sir.
Now, I'd like you to answer my question. Come on, why'd you take that drink out of your sister's hand?
What makes you think the drink was hers?
Trooper Donner's a smart man, Caleb. He knows how to put the pieces together. Are you gonna tell me why you did it?
She's just a kid. A kid who thinks she's all grown up. She doesn't know any better.
Well, let's back up a minute. I want to know why you even showed up at that party. Especially when, with your record, it's the last place you should have gone.
I told you. I knew Tiffany was there.
Uh-huh, and?
And I didn't want her to get in trouble when I'm the bad kid in our family. End of story. So let's get this over with. Can you convict me or do whatever you judges do so that I can get out of here?
First of all, son, I already told you that I won't put up with your disrespect.
Sorry.
And second, I'm not here as a judge.
You're not?
No. I'm here because I care about you, Caleb, and I don't want to see you throw your life away. I think God has big plans for you, son, if you let him. What, you want to get out of here, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah? Good. What for, Caleb?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? Come on, answer the question.
I don't know. So I can live my life, okay?
Okay. I've been praying you would.
What?
I've been praying you want to start living your life. And the only shot you have at that is to let Jesus Christ take over and lead you.
Listen, your Christianity stuff is fine for you.
No. I don't want to hear your excuses. I know you've been wondering all year what makes Anthony Donner different, not to mention your sister Maya. And I also know that they told you it's Jesus Christ.
Yeah, well,
Caleb, you've got a decision to make. You can't keep sitting on the fence when you've got the chance at a real life in front of you.
Judge... What? Whoa. Are you leaving?
I am.
But you're just gonna leave me here?
Nothing else I can do. You're the only one who can ask Christ to come in and set you free. And until then, you might as well be sitting in a jail cell.
I'm standing back at least another foot, Vincent.
Fine.
Hi, guys.
Yes, you got an H for horse.
I know how the game works, Mikey.
Hey, Mikey. Hi, Vincent.
Hi, Maya.
Hey.
Sorry I interrupted your game.
It's okay. I'm creaming Vincent anyway.
Hey, you are not.
I am too.
Guys.
Mikey, that was the first shot I missed. And besides,
guys.
I was distracted.
Yeah, well, I'm still winning.
Guys. Sorry, but I hear enough of this at home, all right?
Sorry, Maya.
It's okay. I'm just tired of it. Mom and Dad have been fighting ever since the police brought Tiffany home last night.
My dad said a couple other officers took some kids home. But he had to stay at the station because a bunch of the kids were locked up.
I know. Caleb was one of them.
We heard. Did your parents go pick him up yet?
No, and they said they aren't even going to.
What?
Really?
Mom's super embarrassed by him, and Dad's just mad since he's been in trouble already this year.
What are you gonna do?
I guess I thought I'd just come over here for a while, since my parents were too mad to care if I was home or not. But you guys can keep playing your game.
Are you sure?
They don't care?
No, it's a good distraction from all the fighting.
All right.
Hey, my shot.
No way, you just missed it.
Do over. I was distracted.
That doesn't matter.
Ugh.
Hey, Trooper Donner.
Yes, Caleb.
Do you know when I can leave?
When you can leave?
Yeah, I know my parents aren't coming, you know, since I was technically innocent and...
Oh, you've been free to go anytime you want.
What?
It's not even locked.
Really?
Really.
Thanks.
Hey, Pops. Hi, Caleb.
And what brings you down here, son?
Mom thought you'd be hungry, and she let me drive the car to bring you some lunch.
Ah!
It's on your desk.
Well, thank you. I bet you're starving, Caleb.
I am a little hungry.
Yep. Tell you what. Why don't we have Anthony drive you home, and you boys can take this $20 and go through a drive-thru on your way.
For real? You let me take the car someplace besides home?
I'll call your mother so she won't worry.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah, thanks.
And Caleb.
Yeah?
I don't ever want to see you in here again, okay?
Okay, sir. Thanks for the burger, Anthony. And thanks for driving me home.
No problem. Besides, we should thank my dad.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm sorry that I got you taken in, Caleb. But I had to tell my dad about the party. I was afraid someone was gonna get hurt.
Dude, don't worry about it. It's not your fault. And it doesn't matter anyway, though. Turns out once you've got a bad reputation, you're doomed.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, I mean, look at what just happened last night, Tony. Doing something that's actually good, well, at least I think it was, by trying to help my sister. And what happens? I get thrown in jail. See? Doomed.
Caleb, can I be straight up with you?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. It's been pretty obvious since football season last fall, you've been trying to change things in your life.
What makes you think that?
Oh, come on. You stopped hanging out with your old crowd. You've been doing some really sacrificial things, and you've been taking care of your little sister. And that's just for starters.
Dude, I'm only just trying.
Will you just come on, listen to me?
Yeah, go ahead.
So I don't know what you're waiting for.
I guess I don't know either. What are you talking about?
Caleb, I've been telling you about Jesus pretty much all year. And I know I've told you that he's the only chance we have in this world for getting free and having peace. I don't get why you haven't wanted to meet him.
Tony, I hate to break it to you, but Jesus died like 2,000 years ago. How's he gonna be on my side?
Yeah, Jesus died.
See?
He died so that he could go down into hell and completely wipe out sin and death.
Well, wait a minute. What do you mean he wiped out death? People die every day, Tony.
No, that's not what I mean. I'm talking about what happens after we die down here. There's forever to face, and because of our sin...
What? Sin?
Yeah. All the hate and bad stuff in the world, in ourselves, because of that sin, we would have been punished. And punishment for sin is death.
Well, like, dying forever death?
Yeah. But he wiped out sin and death so that we wouldn't have to die. He paid for our sins. So you are right. He died. But he destroyed death. He came back.
But how do you know that?
How do I know? Caleb. I know because I asked him to take over my life. I asked him to come inside of me and make me free from all that sin, to forgive me. I know because I'm nothing without him.
I don't know.
That's okay. You don't have to know. This is your house, isn't it?
Yeah, thanks.
Listen, just promise me you'll think about it. Promise me you'll stop trying to do everything on your own, okay?
Yeah.
No, man, I'm serious. Because it's pretty obvious you're messing it up by yourself.
Thanks.
Well, come on, Jill, you gotta know you're missing something.
Hold on.
What?
You have to be very specific when you call out your shot, Mikey.
I know.
You missed this, and it's my turn, and this one's for the game.
Okay.
One bounce off the corner of the cement, over Maya's head.
Hey!
Off the garage siding, and through the hoop.
Okay. Oh. Yes, throw me the ball. We're still tied with H-O-R-S.
I know what the score is, Vincent.
Is everyone all right?
Yeah, we're fine, Mom.
I'm good.
All right.
What was that noise then?
Oh, that? That was nothing, Mom. Just the basketball and the garage siding.
The basketball and the... Michael James, you know better than to play your games off the house.
Sorry, Mom.
Well, I think it's time you guys took a little break from the competition anyway.
No, Mom,
we
can't.
With only one shot left.
In the house. You guys can join Haley and Timmy in the kitchen. And they're making sandwiches for lunch. I'm still washing the windows upstairs if you need me.
Okay.
See ya.
Bye. I'm just glad the game's over, even if we didn't find out who the winner was.
Bet I can make a better sandwich than you, Vincent.
No way. I make the best sandwiches around.
Yeah, right.
Oh, not again.
So you're telling me that your parents didn't even care when they picked you up at the station, Brad? No, he isn't. And my parents refused to go get in. That's not true, and you know it, Brad Smith. This was your party. Caleb was only trying to... I gotta go. Caleb, how do you get home?
I got a ride. Where are Mom and Dad?
Upstairs. They're really mad.
Yeah.
How'd you get out of jail? Brad said you were still sitting there when his parents picked him up.
What? Brad? Is that who you were talking to?
I was just...
After everything that happened,
Caleb,
last night. It was his fault, you know? And you're still talking to him?
Caleb! Would you listen to me? I only called him because I was worried about you.
Yeah, right.
I was! We hadn't heard anything since last night. All I knew was that Dad wouldn't go down to get you.
Did you tell him the drink wasn't mine?
They wouldn't listen. Why'd you do it, Caleb?
Do what?
You know what. Why'd you pretend my drink was yours?
Listen, I don't even know which way is up right now. But I do know that I don't want my kid sister making stupid choices. I don't want you to end up where I am.
Well, I'm telling you now, I do not want to go to the club tonight.
We have to at least keep our best face forward, Tom.
Monica, I've already... Caleb.
Caleb.
What are you doing here?
Why did they let you out?
Well, it's good to see you too, Mother. Dad.
Oh. I want an answer, young man. How did you get out of that jail?
They can't hold an innocent man.
Innocent?
What? You're innocent.
I didn't ever drop a drink.
But they said they caught you with a glass in your hand.
Yes.
It wasn't mine.
Well, whose was it then?
I already told you, Mother. It was mine.
Well, why
what
did he have
you
your drink?
He didn't want me to get into trouble.
Oh. Well, young man, that wasn't very
smart. Caleb tried to tell me not to go.
Tiff.
I wouldn't listen. I went anyway. So he followed me, even though he didn't want to go to the party.
It's okay.
And he tried to make me leave with him, but I didn't want to. And then the police came in right after he yanked the drink out of my hand.
Well.
Is this true, Caleb?
Pretty much.
For your sister? You did that for your sister?
I cannot believe the nerve of those
Mother,
officers!
They let me go without putting anything on my record.
They did?
What?
Yes.
Well, good. I'm proud of you, son.
Caleb, you don't understand what was at stake here. They put our family's reputation on the line. Other people saw our son being carried off in the back of a police car. Some of those people saw you sitting in that jail cell. Just think of it. A Richter!
Well, if you were that worried, then why didn't you come get me out?
Well, I...
Are you too embarrassed, Mother? Are you ashamed of me?
Caleb...
Monica, don't say a word.
I need some air. Where's Maya?
She's at the Morrisons.
The judge's house? Perfect.
Caleb!
No, Monica.
But now that Caleb's home, we should all go to the club so that everyone can see he's innocent.
Let him go.
Mother, just leave him alone.
I'm only trying to do what is best for this family.
Oh, you're making me sick.
outside.
At least who's outside?
Oh, hi, honey.
Hi.
How'd it go?
Meeting with Caleb?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah, I just hope he takes what he heard and does something with it.
Me too. So his parents hadn't come to get him yet?
No. No. But is that Maya I saw outside when I pulled in?
She came over this morning. I think it was getting to be a little much for her at home.
Yeah, well... Well, maybe the boys cheered her up. Sounds like they're having a good time out there.
Yeah, at the moment, yes. But you should hear the arguing coming from Michael and Vincent.
Really?
I just hope it is a relief for Maya to be here.
Oh.
Those two will not stop competing over every little thing. I'm about to make them come in here and sit in a corner until they make it up.
Oh, Mary, come on. I think it's probably good for both of them.
Excuse me?
Vincent's the only kid I've met so far who can give Michael a run for his money in any kind of competition. Maybe it'll humble our boy a little bit.
I suppose.
Yeah.
Oh. How long do you think it'll take?
Ah, let them work it out.
Let him have a point.
Anthony, nobody mark it.
Enough already. Stop fighting.
Sorry, but he started it.
No way, that's not
true. Don't you guys get it? You're tied, again. Can't you call it even and say you're just as good as each other?
Well, stop playing horseshoes if you want, Maya.
Thank you.
But we have to play a game until one of us wins.
I agree.
Okay, I've got an idea. How about we head over to the hoop?
Not again.
But instead of whatever you were playing before, we play one game of sudden death.
Yeah, okay.
It's not a bad idea.
But this means that the first person who scores wins. Agreed?
Yeah.
All right, I'll referee. Let's go.
Okay.
You're going to wish we never played, Vincent.
Okay, let's go.
Wish we never met.
Uh-oh.
Hey, what's going on?
Caleb!
Oh, hey. Glad to see your big brother.
I'm so glad you're okay.
I'm fine, Maya.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Good.
But what's going on with these guys?
Oh, it's just Mikey and Vincent. Neither one of them can stand losing at anything, so they're about to play a game of sudden death.
Whoa, let's get over there. We can't miss this.
Not you, too.
All right, here's the rules for sudden death. That's 5 shots from the top of the key.
Where?
That's right here.
Oh.
Whoever misses first loses. It's simple as that. Now, who's up first?
Let's flip a coin.
Nope, home court advantage, so ooh. I'll go first.
Okay.
He shoots a
score!
Yes! That was lucky. All right, my turn. I got this. This is easy.
So confident.
I can make this in my sleep.
Oh,
no way! That's yes. Lame, I'm winning! This foot was on the line, and that's an automatic miss! I'm still the champ! I don't think so, Mikey! I was behind the line by a mile. I got that shot!
You guys are looking!
Oh, come on, Vincent! This is the fourth game we've played! Can't you just admit I'm the winner and we'll call it quits?
No, Mikey, be fair!
It was fair! It was clearly on the line!
We've tied every single game. I'm playing till we know who wins.
Guys,
Hey!
Whoa.
You mean to tell me that you guys have been playing ball like this all day, and there's been no winner?
Well, not ball.
Not ball. We played horse and then horseshoes and...
but you've tied at every game.
Yeah, pretty much.
We've been tied.
Well, all I have to say is you both are incredible athletes.
No kidding. And you've hardly taken a break.
You have stamina there.
You really think we're good?
For real?
Yeah, you're
I wouldn't play against you.
Thanks, guys.
You know, you really aren't so bad, Vincent.
Thanks. You're not so bad yourself.
So, does this mean you're done fighting?
Fighting?
We weren't fighting.
Not us.
Oh, no fighting.
We were being competitive.
We weren't fighting. I don't know what it was.
There's some fresh lemonade in here for all of you if your boys are done fighting.
Yum, lemonade.
Fresh lemonade.
Yeah.
Does sound good.
I
still
don't
think we're fighting.
Good thing you were here, Caleb. If you hadn't shown up, they might have gone on all night.
They're good.
So are you and Maya going to stay for some lemonade, or did you just come to pick her up?
Actually, I came because I knew you were over here.
Me?
Yeah, can I talk to you a minute, like, away from everyone?
Sure. We can take a walk down the street. Gilead Lane's quiet.
Thanks, Tony.
What is it, Caleb? Is everything all right?
Okay. Well, I've been thinking.
Yeah?
Yeah, you know, about what you said before, when you dropped me off.
What about it?
Well, I've got a couple of questions first.
Hit me.
Okay, so if I take what the judge was talking about and I put it together with what you were saying, I pretty much don't have a shot at real life.
That's right.
At having any kind of peace.
Not a shot.
So basically, as much as I try to start over and do things the right way, you're saying that it's pretty much impossible if I don't have God.
You'll fall flat on your face. Maybe not right away, but it'll happen.
And that's because of the sin thing?
Yeah, it is. But God's perfect, and His love is perfect. And the place He's building for us to go to when we die is perfect too. And when things are perfect, you can't have sin anywhere in there messing things up.
So, whoever has sin has to die?
Right, but that's why God had His son Jesus come down here. Jesus, because He's God, had the power to take on every single one of our sins, and He paid the price for it too.
When He died.
That's right. But remember, when He died, He defeated death, and He rose again. See, He died for us, so we don't have to. But that leaves the ball in our court.
To do what? What do we have to do?
We can pick it up and we can play by God's rules, or we can leave the gift of His son lying there on the ground and walk away from it. And try to make it on our own, carrying our sin around until it kills us.
But how do we... What do you have to do to let God know you want in? Do you go to a church, or do you have to get baptized or something?
No. You just gotta tell Him.
What? You mean like just talk to Him?
If you're gonna let Him be the Lord of your life, Caleb, you gotta be able to talk to Him, don't you?
Yeah, I guess.
You gotta tell Him that you love Him, that you want to love Him more every day, that you know He gave His son to die so we wouldn't have to, and that you want to live up to that gift. You gotta tell Him that you want Him to take over in your life and lead you where He wants you to go.
Okay, it's a lot to remember. I can't do it, Tony.
You want me to go back to the house? You want to be alone?
No. It's just...
Maybe you're just not ready yet, Caleb. It's okay. If you need to think about it a little...
Tony, I'm ready. I don't know how... I don't know how to talk to Him.
Is that all? How about I introduce you to Him?
To God?
I've been talking to Him about you all year. It's about time.
Right here in the middle of Gilead Lane?
Seems like a good place to me.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right. Lord God, this is the guy I've been telling you about. This is my friend Caleb. And he's got something he wants to tell you. Your turn.
God, it's me, Caleb Richter. I guess I've been wanting to be...
That is so awesome! Caleb Richter is becoming a Christian. Boy, with God, you just can never say never, can you? Whew! Now, whether Caleb knew it or not, he's been on the path of the Beatitudes, and some have even called them a ladder to faith. If they're a ladder, then Caleb's been climbing up it this whole time. And in the last two episodes, he's been playing the role of peacemaker. Remember how he went to stop Tiffany from getting in trouble at that party? And even today, he helped Mikey and Vincent realize that they were both great at sports. Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the sons of God." And today, Caleb found the ultimate peace, peace with his Creator, and he became a son of God. Today's episode, The Price of Peace, is a production of CBH Ministries because God loves kids. It was written and directed by Beth Culp, sound designed by Steve O'Dell, with music by John Campbell. Our executive producer is Simon Guevara, and my name is Zach. Want a clue as to what's going to happen next? Read the Beatitudes. In particular, verse 10 in Matthew chapter 5. Then, we'll catch you next time down Gilead Lane.